This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And as we look forward to a very, very long campaign, that's one of the comments that has been made by a number of observers just recently. If the South Carolina primary goes overwhelmingly for President Trump, as it appears that it will, and if he is the nominee against Joe Biden, then something that the American people say they don't want, which is a Biden-Trump choice, will be in front of us, and in front of us for the better part of a year. It's a very, very long campaign because the way this calendar worked and the way that the situation worked with two different candidates who are running as incumbents, it takes basically choice out of the race and maybe, just maybe, creates more impulse for the third party candidates who in the most recent poll that we were just talking about, particularly Robert Kennedy Jr., display unexpected strength. One of the factors that is going to continue to be something that deeply motivates the Trump campaign is the tremendous support that President Trump has received historically, both in 2016 and in 2020, from the evangelical Christian community. And what's shocking about that is we have had American presidents and American presidential candidates who have actually sprung from that community and have been very much part of it, who have not gotten the same overwhelming percentage of the vote, 82% in 2016, that kind of support from self-described born-again or evangelical Christians. There is a new book out. We're going to be speaking to the author, Tim Alberta, who is a former chief political correspondent for Politico. He's written for the Wall Street Journal, Sports Illustrated, and Vanity Fair, but he springs from the Christian community. His father was a pastor, and his father's memory and recollections and what his father stood for form an important segment of his book. The book is called The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. We're going to be speaking with Tim Alberta soon. Meanwhile, I mentioned that Joe Biden spoke to the parents of one of the soldiers, our soldiers, who died in the Middle East. He spoke over the phone, and it was partially because those parents welcomed the phone call from the President of the United States. And President Biden sounded like this in expressing his condolences and trying to comfort a grieving family in their sorrow. This is clip 11.
I know, everybody, I know there's nothing anybody can say or do to ease the pain. I've been there.
Yes, sir, we understand.
The parents overcome with emotion when the president reveals how their daughter will be honored.
We're promoting her posthumously to sergeant.
Oh, wow, that is the best news I've heard today. Thank you so much. You don't know how much that means to us.
Oh, well, I tell you what, it means a lot to me. My son spent a year in Iraq. That's how I lost him.
And his son did spend a year in Iraq. That's true. He did not die in Iraq. He died of brain cancer 5 years after returning from Iraq. But the idea that the president would sort of talk about the general sense of loss that he felt. I don't think his loss was any the less because his son, after serving in Iraq, came home and suffered from a brain tumor. The idea about the Republican Party and the Republican Party, this is something we talked with Gerald Seib about, how the Republican Party has changed today very dramatically. And when people say it's Trump's Republican Party, part of what that means is a very different approach to foreign affairs and to American leadership in the world. And there's no question at all, when you hear about President Trump talking seriously, as he did in 2016, as he did in 2020 in that campaign, and he's doing now in his third campaign, talking seriously about pulling out of NATO, and basically closing down NATO, because I think that it would be very difficult for NATO to survive as a meaningful alliance without American leadership. And Joe Scarborough had a real question about that, because, of course, when it comes to American leadership and the idea of America playing a dominant role in world affairs and not retreating into some kind of America first or America only shell, there's a very, very big difference between people that you hear today who are neo-isolationists and people like President Reagan. This is Joe Scarborough this morning.
The party of Reagan wants to concede Ukraine to an ex-KGB agent who said the greatest geopolitical tragedy of the 20th century was the collapse of the Soviet Union. And they're also the ones, right now, the ones fighting against border security here in the United States. It's sick.
And that's, we've heard from, just yesterday, actually, Republican senators saying to their colleagues in the House, you know who loves all this, what you're doing right now, this stunt with immigration? Vladimir Putin. You're handing him Ukraine. If you don't get funding because you insist on it being attached.
Okay, this is a very complex issue, of course, because the emergency aid for Ukraine, which is desperately needed, we're talking about ammunition, and the aid to Ukraine, where there is a majority, clearly, because it's virtually all the Democrats, and it's a majority, it's a closely divided majority, but it's still a majority of Republicans in the Senate and in the House who favor that aid. But the idea that it would be held up because what has been painstakingly negotiated, which is an increased move toward border security with more expenditures, with more border patrol resources. There's even money that would go into building and repairing walls and barriers, which now President Biden is in favor of, and in fact has echoed Donald Trump to a certain extent in that regard. But with all of that going on, and the basic plan now being finally prepared to be exposed to people, the idea that there's going to be no ability to reach that agreement or present that agreement because of internal politics in the Republican Party, it's a shame, especially when there are profoundly conservative Republican leaders like James Lankford of Oklahoma and Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, who understand the importance of getting this compromise immigration security bill done. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved show. Right now, there are articles everywhere. I mean, literally everywhere. It's New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, multiple articles in Wall Street Journal, National Review, about the holy war, the new holy war, between the Trump MAGA movement and the pop star, mega pop star, Taylor Swift. And there's a piece in the Washington Post today, why Trump's MAGA Republican movement dislikes Taylor Swift. Who knew? If somebody wants to explain why people are opposed to Taylor Swift, President Trump, it says in Rolling Stone, has had it in for Taylor Swift ever since she was chosen as Person of the Year by Time Magazine. He felt that he should be Person of the Year because he's in the midst of this, people close to President Trump sometimes say, the greatest comeback since the resurrection. Well, not yet. That's a little bit early to say. Some of the crazy talk about Taylor Swift that is emanating from the bowels, it would appear, of the MAGA movement. The MAGA movement takes, when you talk about bowels, it takes a whole different sort of aura, doesn't it? Okay, here is a collage of some of the recent comments on this burning issue.
Some people think this is a massive psyop.
And we're supposed to pretend we don't see the psyop?
Can she get the black vote too? Or are you going to go get Beyonce to do that? I mean, how much are we going to divide the public?
This is a little bit what idolatry, I think, looks like. And you're not supposed to do that. In fact, if you look it up in the Bible, it's a sin.
Soros might own her music, but the devil surely owns her soul.
I've seen her songs on stage. I've seen the chants. I've seen the dances. And it reminds me a lot of witchcraft. And that makes sense when it comes to someone so popular. Could it be a spell?
I think if she wanted to be protective over her legacy, she would stay out of politics.
I'm just saying, maybe she wants to think twice before making a decision about 2024.
This has all the true love of an arranged marriage. This is probably cooked up
time
in a lab.
Everybody just assumes at that point that there has to be some grand conspiracy theory behind it involving the Biden administration.
We have had enough of Taylor Swift for now. It is so scary. There was a recent poll. One-fifth of Taylor Swift fans said they would back whichever candidate that she endorsed. Just please don't believe everything Taylor Swift says. We're all begging you.
You ever wondered why or how she blew up like this? Well, around 4 years ago, the Pentagon Psychological Operations Unit floated turning Taylor Swift into an asset during a NATO meeting. What kind of asset? A psyop for combating online misinformation. So is Swift a front for a covert political agenda?
Okay, that was Jesse Waters, that last comment. Now, a lot of this began with Vivek Ramaswamy, who basically claimed that the entire romance, and I put that in quotes, between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift was all structured in order to help the rigged Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is rigged for the Kansas City Chiefs so they can come out after the game and after Kansas City wins the Super Bowl, and he will come out with Taylor Swift. He is a star, of course, with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they will announce their upcoming wedding. And then they will announce their endorsement of Joe Biden. This is the Morning Joe panel on MSNBC talking about the war against Taylor Swift right now from a lot of prominent MAGA spokespeople. Listen.
This is a little bit what idolatry, I think, looks like, and you're not supposed to do that. In fact, if you look it up in the Bible, it's a sin. The Pentagon PSYOP unit pitched NATO on turning Taylor Swift into an asset.
She's the perfect vehicle to go to those low-propensity white liberal women. We can do this as well. We don't have a Taylor Swift on our side, but you know who we have? We have Kid Rock. We have Ted Nugent. We have influencers. Right? We have all these people. John Voight.
She's going. Let's effing go.
If I heard that and my son was dating a girl who has a mouth like a teamster, that's it.
We both said that we were cheering for the opposite team, the Ravens, to beat out the Chiefs just because we have had enough of Taylor Swift.
Don't get involved in politics. We don't want to see you there.
Major League Sports in and of itself is nothing but a psyop. Get kids plugged into the cycle of going to public indoctrination camps, playing sports for their school, and going to games.
Okay. By the way,
wait, the first guy saying
This is really bad. It's idolatry.
It's idolatry.
Irony.
I can't think.
Irony. Oh my God.
Talk about, like,
who would know about that?
Kettle. Idolatry, and then manners.
Yeah.
This from
incredible.
Very worried about potty mouth.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Suddenly.
How dare she?
A lot of pearl clutch.
How dare she?
A lot of fading couches on those networks.
Not just Trump supporters who were talking about Taylor Swift, according to three sources who spoke with Rolling Stone. Trump himself recently claimed in private that he was, quote, more popular than the music star, and that his fans were more committed than hers.
Well, and her fans won't actually kill four cops.
No, they won't do insurrection.
They won't try to take the government over, if that's what you mean.
If you're gauging commitment,
they won't take American flags and turn them into spears and spear law enforcement officers. If that's what you're talking about.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Also, he's reported complained about Time Magazine's decision to name her Person of the Year. He doesn't like that, saying it made no sense that he was not selected.
Okay, this is really a remarkable development. Jimmy Kimmel had comments about this, which I think are very apt. This is clip 9.
Taylor Swift is so popular, people want to watch her watching a football game. The truth is, you're not even the most popular Donald. That's still a cartoon duck with a speech impediment and no pants on. This fight he's about to pick with Taylor Swift, this might be what does it. You know, it won't be January 6th. It won't be the election fraud or the sexual assault or dancing with Jeffrey Epstein or even fathering Don Jr. What's finally going to bring down Donald Trump will be an army of pissed off Swifties.
Is that what is coming next? Is that part of a divine plan? Jay Richards, who is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, he will be talking with us about a classic book, which is back out with the new release. It's called Privileged Planet, and it's about the odds against the emergence of any kind of life, let alone intelligent life. So how'd that happen? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin gave his first press conference Thursday since he disappeared without warning for cancer surgery treatment and related health complications. Speaking at the Pentagon, he says he apologized to the president for his conduct.
I never directed anyone to keep my January hospitalization from the White House.
The Inspector General of the Defense Department is looking into the communication failure. Three people were killed, nine others injured when a privately owned hangar that was under construction collapsed on airport property in Boise, Idaho. The collapse collapse of the metal structure happened around 5 Wednesday night. The investigation into what caused that collapse is underway. The FCC is looking to make robocalls illegal in the U.S., some of them anyway. The agency made the announcement saying they're working on banning AI-generated robocalls after a recent robocall with an AI-generated voice resembling President Biden targeted thousands of New Hampshire voters. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show in the campaign in going on, despite the distraction of the Taylor Swift issue. By the way, there is an interesting comment by James Carville where he actually has some commentary about what it is concerning the fascination with Taylor Swift, and it's a negative fascination, assuming that she is somehow connected with George Soros and the CIA and PSYOPs and a big national conspiracy to get Joe Biden elected. Here is the commentary from former Clinton political guru and manager James Carville. This is clip 12. Listen.
I bet on the Ravens. I wish she would have broken up with him before the game. The guy killed me. They had like 11 receptions. This now the other thing I saw before I came in here, they're claiming that she and the Trump's bufonic attorney, Alina, or whatever her name is, that she's also a deep state plant. I don't know, but apparently this Kelsey is a really good football player, and apparently Miss Swift makes him a better one.
If you're Donald Trump or part of the far right and you're having trouble with women voters, is there a worse strategy than attacking Taylor Swift?
You know, I don't think there's anything strategic about this. I think most of these people are sexually inadequate, and they go for all this crazy stuff. And I don't think, and it's nothing strategic about something that stupid. It's just real stupidity to believe something like that. And she seems to me, I don't, I'm not very familiar with her generation. She seems like a really nice person, kind of well raised, and you know, gives people at work for like $100,000 bonuses. What's that not to like about Ms. Swift? I have no idea. I don't get the memo.
You think it'll blow up in their face?
If all this stuff hadn't blown up yet, I don't know if their face is blown. Unlovable, but it's massively entertaining to.
Well, it is massively entertaining. Also massively entertaining and significantly more important and of more durable worth is a conference that has been going on in Dallas, Texas. This year is going to be happening on February 17th. The important thing is it's a popular annual conference on science and faith taking place in Dallas with over 1,000 people attending every year. And one of the featured speakers and one of the themes at that Dallas conference is about a book that came out 20 years ago. And I remember the book from 20 years ago, and it made such a deep impression on me. It's by two scientists, one with an expert in the philosophy of science, and the other an astronomer. And the book is called The Privileged Planet. And by the way, you can participate in the Dallas Conference on Science and Faith simply by going directly to michaelmedved.com. It will have a click there where you can sign up. But also can go directly to scienceandfaith.com and sign up for it. Jay Richards, who is the co-author of Privileged Planet, will be one of the featured speakers. And Jay, when you set out to co-write this book with Guillermo Gonzalez of the University of Washington. And I should say Jay Richards is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. He is also a senior research fellow at Heritage Foundation. Dr. Richards, did you expect when Privileged Planet first appeared 20 years ago, that people would still be influenced and demanding a brand new edition of this book?
I mean, honestly, no. At least I didn't think it was a realistic prospect, Michael, and thanks so much for having me on. In fact, I remember, I've done a lot of radio interviews the last 20 years. I still remember the interview that you did with me long. I think we went on for an hour, and it was probably one of the first interviews. It's March 2004, I think, but Guillermo and I did know that in 2024, which would be 20 years out, there was going to be a total solar eclipse across the United States. And so we thought, hey, well, maybe if people read this book in 2024, we will write a 20th year anniversary edition and we'll revise it. And that's, lo and behold, exactly what we did. So over the last year, we had been frankly rewriting the whole thing. I think we're probably better writers than we were as young men, but with a lot of new data. And so the new edition is actually going to come out in the fall, but this year, and as you said, the Science and Faith Conference, both online and in person in Dallas here in a few weeks, is focusing on this theme of the privileged planet. In fact, we're doing a number of events over the course of the next few months. And so, no, I mean, honestly, this is not something I would have imagined. I wouldn't have imagined that it would have continued to sell in hardcover. We couldn't have imagined the torment that the book would have caused for Guillermo as a young, untenured scientist at the time, but we certainly wouldn't take any of it back now.
If I can ask you sort of the fundamental question that gets us right to the heart of the argument for Privileged Planet. And again, information about that book is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. The question I would ask would be, one of the things you hear from Carl Sagan and other people is there are so many different planets and solar systems. How many planets and solar systems have we discovered that actually would be suitable for life forms of any kind?
Well, we know of one, and we're on it. And so, of course, when we first wrote the book, you know, on 2004, it was, you know, it was actually just kind of a handful, and it was, you know, in the low hundreds. It's now 5,000 plus extrasolar planets have been discovered. So planets, of course, around stars other than the sun. And still, the most Earth-like planet by far, if you don't count the Earth, would be Mars. Mars is in an otherwise habitable system. We know the star is suitable for life because we're here. Its orbit is not that much different. It's considered Earth's twin. And yet it's utterly lifeless. And so that by itself, it tells you, gosh, you got to get a whole lot more right than some stars and some planets and a couple of things. You got to get a lot of stuff to go right to get a single habitable planet. Of course, somebody could say, well, okay, but it's a huge universe. Maybe we have, you know, 10 to the 22 stars in the observable universe. That's a lot. Couldn't this happen by chance just once? Maybe we're the winners of the vast cosmic lottery. Which I said, yeah, maybe, because it is a big universe. You got to take that into account. But our argument isn't just about what life needs. It's also about the needs for doing science. And what we discovered in the course of writing the book is that those very rare places like the Earth where observers can exist, turns out are also the best places overall for doing science. And it's that coincidence between needs for life and needs for scientific discovery that we think that says something more than just a mere cosmic coincidence. We think it bespeaks a cosmic conspiracy.
What you talk about is the privileged planet shows that those same rare conditions that produce a habitable planet that allow for the existence of complex observers like us also provide the best overall place for observing. Now, what does that mean in a word? What is the significance of all of this? And what do you take away from the idea that we do live on a privileged planet that is uniquely and very rarely designed, it would seem, for life? We will get to that and to more with Dr. Jay Richards of Discovery Institute coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
Portions of The Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by The Discovery Institute.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Jay Richards is the author of more than a dozen books, including the New York Times bestsellers Infiltrated, which came out in 2013, and The Human Advantage, Money, Greed, and God, a winner of a 2010 Templeton Enterprise Award, and many more. He also co-wrote 20 years ago the marvelous book, Privileged Planet, which will just... If you pick it up and you read it, you'll want to underline sentences on every page, and you'll come away feeling grateful. Grateful for what? For the gift of life. And it is a gift, because part of what Jay and his co-author, astrobiologist Guillermo Gonzalez, what they write in Privileged Planet is that, yes, the planet has been designed and uniquely designed to facilitate the emergence of life and even intelligent life. Jay is going to be participating, as he always does, in the annual conference on science and faith in Dallas that is coming up February 17th. And you can participate by streaming. You just go to scienceandfaith.com. That's where you can find a registration and complete agenda for the Science and Faith Conference at scienceandfaith.com. Jay, one of the points that you make is that part of what we know that we didn't really know 50 years ago is that the universe, not just planet Earth, but that the entire universe as we know it, clearly has a beginning. It hasn't always existed. How do we know that, and why is that so profoundly important?
Well, we know it initially because of what Edwin Hubble started detecting in the 1920s, which is the so-called cosmic redshift. And essentially, once he was able to measure the distances to some other galaxies outside the Milky Way, he noticed that there's this pattern. So the farther away a galaxy was, the more its light was shifted toward the red, or the longer wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum. And this pattern continued farther out, redder shifting light, which the natural interpretation is that the galaxies were spreading out. The universe is expanding. And then there was a controversy about this actually for decades, this idea that because the universe is expanding, that would mean if you sort of roll the tape back of cosmic history, there'd be a time in which all the matter and space and energy would coalesce into the same spot. It turns out Einstein's general theory of relativity had predicted something like this independently, though Einstein initially didn't like this idea. But here was Hubble discovering that sort of visible evidence that Einstein's predictions had proved right. Well, then in the intervening decades, starting in the 1960s, we first detected the so-called cosmic background radiation, which is kind of a leftover echo, a relic from this early event in cosmic history. So now it's overwhelmingly believed on the basis of evidence that the universe has not always existed. It came into existence in the finite past. And that, I mean, metaphysically, that's probably the most important discovery you could possibly make, to know that the physical universe is not itself an ultimate reality. It began to exist in the finite past. Well, of course, Christians and Jews and Muslims have believed this all along, but it was only in the 20th century that we got direct empirical confirmation that the universe had a beginning. That's huge. If you're thinking of the question, the vast question between, say, materialism on the one hand and theism, that is a belief in a transcendent God, on the other, there's never been a better time to be a theist rather than a materialist.
Well, and what you're saying here about the beginning of the universe is not necessarily that everything was accomplished in the emergence of the universe as we know it in 6 days or 6 human days.
Yeah.
What you're figuring out is that there was a beginning. It's why the Bible, the first book of the Bible in Hebrew, is called Bereshit, which means in the beginning. And the idea of a planet being created, I know you have in Privileged Planet some calculations of what the odds would be for any other speck of matter out there to develop the prerequisites of life that we have, obviously, here on planet Earth. Why are they, and what are the odds against that existing on other planets?
Well, if you just focus on the sort of planetary things, we already know enough that we can figure out it's very unlikely you're going to get even one habitable planet just in the Milky Way galaxy. Of course, we've got a much larger universe than that. But even if you got all the prerequisites of a planet right, so you had liquid water and the right kind of energy and stable climate and geology, all the kinds of things you need, you still need the origin of life. You need this transition from the world of chemistry to the world of biology. And to get that, you need these organizing principles of information. That just outstrips absolutely everything. And it's if you have, rather than this materialistic story where everything's just sort of physics and chemistry, if you also have purpose and intelligence, God or otherwise, that completely changes the calculation. And so basically everything, Michael, that we have learned since we discovered the first extrasolar planet in 1995 is pointed in one direction only, and it's in the direction of increased rarity. That is an increase in the number of conditions that have to go right even to get a single habitable planet. And then even if you have that, you still need that transition from non-life to life, which I just think is a deal killer if you're dealing simply with the toolkit of the materialist.
Well, again, when you talk about non-life to life, in other words, it's easier to go from a paramecium to a Mozart than it is to go from a dead rock to that paramecium.
That's exactly right. I mean, I myself don't think that the Darwinian account of natural selection or random genetic mutations gets you all that much, but at least in principle, if you've got organisms, you've got reproduction, you've got information. And so that's in some ways a kind of a different argument, the question about the evolution of life from the beginning. It's that the beginning there, from chemistry to life itself, that is a massive chasm. We have absolutely no idea how to account for that in purely materialistic form, despite what you probably are told in your high school biology class, that is a profound problem. And it's another place in nature that will be being talked about at the Science and Faith Conference that bespeaks design, because we know where, as my colleague Steve Meyer talks about, we know where information comes from. It always uniquely comes from intelligent agents. And if you're not allowed to appeal to intelligence to explain the origin of life itself, you really got a very limited toolkit. I think you actually can't explain it.
In terms of how many billions of years the Earth may have existed, or the planet, mm-hmm. or the cosmos may have existed, before we know of the origins of any form of life. It's a long time, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're talking, you know, 13.8 billion years or so. The age of the universe, we're talking 4.5 billion years, you know, let's say 4 billion for Earth. And so everything that happened of life on Earth had to happen, you know, within that, let's just say, 4 billion year window. That sounds like a lot of time, but actually when you start working on the probabilities, even to get sort of simple protein, for instance, let alone a sort of origin of the first life, 4 billion years, you use that time up actually really, really, really quickly. And so it could sound like a staggering amount of time. But if you're a materialist, it's still actually way, way too little time to get much done. And so I really do think we're just still languishing under the kind of Victorian materialistic ideas of the mid-19th century, unfortunately. We haven't, I think, really fully caught up to the metaphysical picture that's suggested by what we know from 21st century science. And we know that the universe did not always exist. It came into existence in the finite past. It has an exquisite order and structured complexity that is just much more in keeping with what we know about intelligent agents. And for theists, what we know about God, then you're possibly ever going to guess, I think, if you're a materialist.
And your conference is Science and Faith. People should go to www.scienceandfaith.com. But one of the most important things it talks about is science and faith, which can go hand in hand. They are not at eternal war with each other, as so many people have suggested. Jay Richards, people can find out about his conference coming up and the book, Privileged Planet, How Our Place in the Cosmos is Designed for Discovery. That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.